Hello, and welcome to the September 2018 InfoTech Threat Landscape Briefing. My name is Jessica Ireland, and I'm a director in our Security and Threat Intelligence practice. I will be facilitating today's briefing. During today's conversation, we will cover topics related to cybersecurity, threat actor campaigns, regulatory compliance and legal issues, and threat actor exploits and tactics. Our cybersecurity section covers high-level topics such as threat trends, data breaches, control strategies, and exposure to vulnerabilities that act to broaden your understanding of the cybersecurity impact on your business. Our threat actor campaign section covers topics related to nation-states, cybercriminals, and hacktivists orchestrating campaigns designed to compromise networks and exfiltrate sensitive data. Our regulatory compliance and legal section covers trends in the global regulatory and legal landscape, with the potential to impact compliance adherences or disrupt business operations. And lastly, our exploitation and tactics section provides information related to the tools, tactics, and exploits threat actors are leveraging in their attack campaigns. Today's briefing will be supported by myself, directors Frank Sargent and John Wethington, and senior consulting analyst Ian Mulholland. During today's briefing, we will cover topics related to small to mid-sized businesses needing to care more about cybersecurity, cyber attacks on the high seas, demonstrating data security for auditors of financial institutions, and is the future of IoT nation-state attacks? Let's begin.
CISOs of major global corporations aren't the only ones worrying about hackers these days. It's anyone who uses a credit card or stores family photos in the cloud that has concerns about data security. Small and medium-sized businesses have always been a driving force in the global economy, as they account for a huge percentage of the GDP in many countries. With many recent high-profile data breaches, many business owners of all levels have had to make data and infrastructure a security priority. Small and medium-sized businesses are particularly under pressure to get effective security measures in place, but often lack the technical know-how and financial resources to implement them effectively. As the frequency and sophistication of cybercrime increases, not to mention the ease within which many of these attacks can be implemented, it has become clear that small and medium-sized business risk is shared with larger enterprises, with which it depends on these businesses as part of their supply chain. Even government and industry security requirements have begun to impact smaller business. As cybersecurity language has crept into contract requirements, they must now prove that they are taking steps to secure data, transactions, and infrastructure, or risk losing partners and clients. In addition, as large companies tighten their security measures and become harder to breach, cyber criminals now turn to smaller organizations as easier targets, using them as gateways into the larger partners. There are many serious challenges faced by small and medium businesses as they struggle to catch up to the new security requirements and protect their business and customers from potentially disastrous breaches. There are many recommendations out there, including cybersecurity insurance and outsourcing to managed security services providers. But small and medium businesses must understand their threats and risks. As an example, according to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, the fastest growing threats to a small to mid-sized business are business email compromises. This is a cyber attack that cost Australian businesses over $22 million in 2017. A subset of an email compromise would be a ransomware attack that are much as threat to a small to medium business as they are to major global corporations. And according to a different Australian report, these businesses often find it hard to recover after a cyber incident. When a small business experiences a significant cyber breach, 60% of those businesses will go out of business within 6 months. Many small and mid-sized organizations are looking to be cost competitive and mitigate cyber risk. One of the ways that is being considered by many is moving to the cloud. As with many organizations, moving to the cloud causes the network perimeter to become harder to control as it becomes stretched due to the complexities of these technologies and services. Complexity, combined with general pressure to ramp up security measures, gives greater focus on security. The steps to mitigate these risks revolve around having an effective security strategy that takes into account threats, risks, and these complexities.
On July 27, 2018, COSCO, a major shipping and logistics company based in China, reported that they suffered a cyber attack in the previous days that affected their email systems and U.S. customer service call center. Rumors circulated that ransomware was the cause of the technical difficulties. However, Costco has not commented on the nature of the attack, only confirming that it took place. The attack began at the Port of Long Beach Container Terminal, located south of Los Angeles, California. The attack then spread to several more countries in North and South America, eventually reaching Canada, Panama, Argentina, Brazil, Peru, Chile, and Uruguay. Despite being widespread, Costco seems to have weathered the attack well. They managed to contain the attack within their American operations and managed to avoid having it spread to their shipping vessels, allowing them to keep operations up and running. And at this time, there is no indication that the attack has led to any significant losses for the company. News of the Costco attack is oddly timely, though, given that 1 year ago, Maersk, the world's largest shipping company, was hit by NotPetya ransomware, which knocked out their IT infrastructure at 17 ports. After 48 hours, they were able to restore systems, but it is estimated that they lost $300 million as a result of the attack. The reason these attacks are such a big deal is that they show us that there is no industry spared from cybercrime. This is particularly concerning because cases like these could become a lot more common in the near future if we're not careful. Modern ships are highly computerized, and they rely on complex IT infrastructure for key processes, such as communication, navigation, and even motor control. Moreover, the nature of the shipping industry requires crew members to live at sea for extended periods. To make crew members more comfortable, Wi-Fi is a common feature on commercial shipping vessels. This means that the crew are able to use their own devices while aboard the ship. While this is not a bring-your-own-device policy in the usual sense, it does carry the same risks, and one wrong click could potentially bring down the ship's IT systems, which might result in the ship's crew being stranded without communications and no way safely to return to port on their own. In light of this, all crew members should be trained in cybersecurity best practices in the interest of their own safety and that of the organization they work for. What's more, the shipping industry, like most other industries, is automating its processes. There is already a fully automated port in Rotterdam, Holland, and Rolls-Royce is currently developing the technology for autonomous ships, which is expected to be rolled out by 2025, and they expect to have fully autonomous ships crossing the ocean by 2035. This, of course, means that ships will become fully computerized, potentially making them even more vulnerable to cyber attacks. It is not unreasonable to think that cybercriminals might one day attack an autonomous ship, bringing it to a halt so that pirates can board the ship and steal valuable cargo or hold the entire vessel for ransom. We must also remember that several firms are developing technology for autonomous vehicles. In the near future, these sorts of cyber threats are likely to be relevant to the owners of private cars and trucks, and not just global shipping companies. If you want to know more, follow these links to premium content from the InfoTech Library.
Financial institutions are under a lot of pressure to protect proprietary algorithms in addition to sensitive customer information. During an audit, these institutions must be able to present a clear and thorough audit trail. This audit trail must be indisputable. To do this, financial organizations can implement software that grants deep visibility into the actions of all users, especially employees that have access to sensitive company information. This allows organizations to monitor and review the activity on their network. The better the software, the more it can track and manage. Ideally, every single exercise of privilege by every single employee should be tracked and available to be called upon if the need arises. This can be taken one step further by implementing software that enables AI and behavior analytics. This technology will allow algorithms to monitor user actions and identify when a user is behaving abnormally, based on definitions defined by the administrators. These early warning signs are key to stopping an attack via compromised credentials or an insider threat from escalating. Outside of this monitoring software implementation, there are other best practices that an organization can seek to employ in an effort to reduce the likelihood of a breach occurring in the first place. One such practice is to implement a data classification program. This entails discovering where data lives within the organization and classifying the data's sensitivity. Doing so will give the organization insight into where its most sensitive data lies
and therefore can adjust their security practices to ensure that they are properly protecting sensitive data and not overprotecting less sensitive data. Knowing this can help control who has access to what and limit the amount of people capable of stealing, leaking, or tampering sensitive information. Another best practice is improving the identity and access management practices of the organization. This could mean cleaning up the current directory environment by removing stale accounts and updating user privileges, and/or creating a role-based access control system that redefines how permissions are assigned to users in an effort to reduce or eliminate entitlement sprawl. With more control over what your end users can access, you will have more control over the damage that can be potentially caused in the event of an attack.
And now information from our director, John Wethington. IoT may be changing the way we live our lives, but it is also rapidly changing the way nation states engage in cyber warfare. Just a few years ago, most enterprises would not have believed that a few thousand thermostats, toaster ovens, or even speakers could be responsible for knocking a utility company or a data center offline. Today, that is becoming almost commonplace, and it's all part of an emerging threat within IoT. While the Internet of Things has brought connectivity and convenience on an unprecedented scale, security experts have noted that the cost of this connectivity could be too high. A recent survey showed that 93% of all security practitioners believe that IoT makes enterprises and consumers less secure. We only need to look at the recent rise of botnets utilized by nation-state actors as an example of increasingly volatile mass exploitation of IoT devices. An example recently cited in an FBI alert was the Mirai botnet, which infected what some estimate to be millions of home routers, IoT cameras, and other low-cost IoT devices. Mirai enslaved these devices and utilized their bandwidth to take down targeted enterprise and critical infrastructure targets in Ukraine and elsewhere with surprising effect. Individual IoT devices are often hard-coded with default credentials and limited or no security capabilities. Due to their relatively low cost and ease of deployment, enterprise organizations are seeing a dramatic uptake in these devices being deployed within their environments as users become accustomed to having access to the services they provide. While some organizations have chosen to embrace IoT, it has become clear that nation-state actors, as well as organized cybercriminals, see these devices as an easy target with substantial access and capabilities both inside and outside the perimeter. So what does this mean for enterprise customers? Like all threats, each organization must evaluate their policies related to IoT devices and make sure networks are segmented and proper network inventories are conducted on a regular basis. Establishing these basics of security best practices and evaluating new devices before they're placed on your networks is critical. IoT devices present a unique set of challenges for enterprise customers and consumers. So evaluating your organization's security strategy and implementing the appropriate controls can help you address these challenges. To learn more about how Infotech can help you protect against emerging threats, take a look at the links provided in our threat briefing presentation. This concludes our monthly threat briefing. If you have any questions or need any support, please do not hesitate to contact us to set up an analyst call. Thank you and see you next month.